Hey, everybody. This is Anna Galland. I'm MoveOn's field director, and welcome to a MoveOn for Obama house party. You're out there this weekend with over 10,000 other people at house parties in non-battleground states around the country. It's a tremendously exciting weekend. We're getting down to the wire with this election. Thanks so much for coming out, and we have an exciting, quick election briefing for you right now before you dive into the most important work of making calls. What are you part of? We've had a huge success so far with our Move On for Obama campaign. We have helped boost Obama's historic grassroots presidential campaign by recruiting over 100,000 volunteers in swing states. We're going to continue that work today, and it has really helped build the infrastructure for the largest volunteer-driven get-out-the-vote effort that we've seen in modern history. And the fact that we're doing this work now to get volunteers recruited for the final weekend before Election Day is so important. There are now tens of thousands of Obama neighborhood teams around the country, but they need help. They need bodies. And in order for their great get out the vote plan to work, what they really need is volunteers, and that's where we come in. So far, we've directly recruited volunteers in battleground states via email. We've made phone calls from home, just by ourselves. We've asked people to travel to a nearby state. But phone parties like this have really been the engine driving our recruitment efforts. Fully two-thirds of our sign-ups have come from people like you at a call party calling battleground state MoveOn members and signing them up. It's really been proven to be the single best way for us to turn people out for this kind of volunteering. And so many people are just waiting for our call. All it takes is a call from you to get them active. In fact, these parties have been so effective, we've decided to add one more round of parties next Thursday, the 30th. I'll talk about that later on in this briefing. But please, in addition to making your calls, please look to find hosts for that next round of parties. Before we get there, though, I'm going to turn it over to Adam Rubin, MoveOn's political director, to get an update on the state of our campaign.
Thanks, Anna. I think one of the most exciting things that's been happening this year in the election is the surge in Democratic voter registration due to enormous efforts by the Obama campaign and MoveOn and lots of other organizations. In 13 swing states, there are now 1.5 million more Democrats registered than there were in 2004, while Republican voter registration numbers are flat over that period. So that's a big new advantage that the Democrats have, and we're starting to see some of that paying off in really strong early voting numbers in states that have already begun to vote. The Republicans, seeing that advantage, or for them the disadvantage, have begun ramping up their efforts for voter suppression, keeping people away from the polls and blocking them from voting. You may have heard about the lawsuit they filed in Ohio to throw out the voter registrations of more than 200,000 people who are newly registered to vote, but there may have been some typo by a government clerk so that their voter registration record doesn't match exactly the record in the Social Security or DMV databases. The U.S. Supreme Court blocked that effort, but the Republicans, unwilling to give up, have filed another lawsuit towards the same end in state court now. They've filed lawsuits in other states as well, and in Michigan they have an effort that's being called Lose Your House, Lose Your Vote, where they try to get people who are victims of foreclosures thrown off the voter rolls. So we need to keep fighting hard all the way through till Election Day. However, the thing that we know is all these new voters, we need to make sure they get out and vote. The Obama campaign is using the best kind of voter contact there is, face-to-face conversations with voters. There are a lot of studies about what motivates people to vote, and robocalls or emails, pieces of mail have almost no impact in getting people out to the polls. Phone calls are good, but face-to-face conversations with voters are much, much better, and with your neighbors is even better than that. So the Obama campaign is doing it right. What they really need are more volunteers out there helping to knock on the doors. And with your calls today to MoveOn members in swing states, that's exactly what you're helping them to get. So thanks for making your calls, and let's hear a little bit more from Anna.
Great. In fact, I'm going to turn it right over to David Plaskanka, who's one of our lead volunteers with the MoveOn Council program. He's actually in Ohio, and he can testify to the value of the calls that we're going to make today. I'll hand right over to David.
Hi, I'm David Plaskanka, and I'm a volunteer regional coordinator for MoveOn and a volunteer for Obama here in Ohio. And just 4 years ago, Ohio came down to 9 votes a precinct. and those extra votes put Ohio in Bush's corner and sent him back to the White House. This year, we're not going to let that happen. The Obama campaign has put together an incredible network to make sure that we get out every last vote. And I've been working with a lot of great MoveOn members here, but we still need more. The swing states are full of independent voters, and we need to reach them. So this year it could be Ohio, or it could be some other swing state that determines the election. The calls that you're making today are critical to ensuring that we have enough volunteers to get out those extra 9 votes in every precinct here in Ohio, and to make sure that we win all the battleground states for Obama. So from the heart of Ohio, thanks for what you're doing.
Great. Thanks so much, David. And now we'll hear from our, another special guest, Congresswoman Donna Edwards of Maryland's 4th District. For many folks may know Donna, she's a progressive champion in Congress who really has built her long career as a community leader. She co-founded and then served as the first executive director of the National Network to End Domestic Violence, and she has led campaigns for environmental justice and for a living wage. She'll just say a quick word about how important our work is, and once she concludes, we'll do some practice and we'll dive into our calls.
Hello, I'm Donna Edwards, Congresswoman from Maryland's 4th Congressional District. You got me here, and now it's time for us to get Senator Barack Obama into the White House. Look, I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you so much for volunteering today. And I understand MoveOn members have activated over 100,000 volunteers in battleground states, which is really amazing. Now, I know all of you understand how important the outcome of this election is if we're to solve the challenges we face. We need to address the economic crisis affecting us here at home and around the world, and that includes strengthening foreclosure mitigation efforts for homeowners and passing an economic stimulus package that will really create jobs and provide direct relief to working families. We need to remove our troops from Iraq safely and responsibly and restore our credibility as a world leader dedicated to compliance with international law and a commitment to diplomacy. And we must develop an energy policy that shifts our dependence from fossil fuels to renewable energy sources like wind and solar and biofuels. And we must provide affordable, quality, and accessible health care for all. Now, I first realized the magnitude of what Barack Obama brought to the presidential race when my then 18-year-old son was filled with hope and excitement about Senator Obama's candidacy. And it was my son's belief as a first-time voter that Barack Obama as president would help create a brighter future for him that motivated me to volunteer throughout this campaign. And while each of us has our own reason for volunteering, we're united in our understanding that we need to take this country in a new direction. And together, we can do just that. So it's crunch time. It's time to do everything we can to help Barack Obama win on November 4th and become the next president of the United States. And that means hitting the streets, giving money, talking to our friends, and making calls, just like you're doing today. Now, you have my thanks for putting in so much hard work and making these calls today. Good luck, and thanks again for all you do. Your hard work will be well worth it when Barack Obama is elected the next president of the United States. So let's make some history, let's make some calls, because yes, we can.
Great. Thank you so much, Donna. So there are two things that we need to do for the rest of our parties. One, we're going to make calls. Please, before you dive into your calls, take a look at the script that the host provided you. Now, we've updated it based on feedback from past parties, and we've really tried to make it a simple, clear way of guiding you through the conversations you're going to have. Now, that said, you should just take a minute to get familiar with it before you start calling. You should really make sure you do the practice exercises that the host also can provide you, and just really get comfortable with it before you hit the phones. It should be quite straightforward. You want to make sure you've mastered it before you hit the phones. And then secondly, after you're done with doing your 90 minutes of calls, making sure you get through your 3 pages of call sheets provided by your host, please also make sure to sign up to host or attend our final party. As I mentioned earlier, we're adding another round of parties this coming Thursday the 30th. And if each party this weekend turns into 2 or 3 parties on Thursday, we will absolutely continue our fantastic momentum and we'll be able to add tens of thousands more volunteers to help the Obama campaign where it matters most. So now, go ahead, get some practice, get familiar with your script, hit the phones, and have a great time. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks, everybody.